Well, hello everybody, Amos Waterbury with SFC Online Church. Here, the FFC, A Walk With God podcast episode. Today we're going to be discussing something that, again, is parallel with our last episode. That is Proverbs 4. Proverbs 4 says a lot about, wisdom, etc., and how we can gain wisdom and how we should run after it. Amen. And when we run after wisdom, we gain understanding. So I hope you enjoy that as we get right into this. And one thing to mention, we started reading it in the episode but never actually finished. So I hope you enjoy this reading of Proverbs 4. And, did I forget? Yes. And Proverbs 5. Because there's a strange parallel, but we won't call it strange. A miraculous parallel between Proverbs 4 and 5. But we'll discover that later on in the episode. Take care, enjoy listening, and God bless. Well, hi there, guys. It's Amos Waterbury again from SFC, A Walk With God podcast. I'm also music minister, music director of SFC Online Church, Soldiers for Christ. And we're thankful to bring episode 4 to the forefront. And I thought, as I was re-listening to yesterday's episode, since, sometimes, when I'm making it, I don't have time to actually listen. I discovered that we never finished reading the entire of Proverbs 4. So, what we're going to do in this podcast is read Proverbs 4 and then to get caught up for yesterday's podcast, we are going to do Proverbs 5. And the reason why we're going to do both of those is they're pertinent to each other. If you go and look at the Proverbs, an interesting thing to note, as we discovered Saturday's podcast, that there's no wrong way to, love. I mean, any act of love is good. But there is wrong motivations. If you're loving to get something out of it, you don't have the right mindset, which is basically what, Solomon was writing about in the Proverbs, was mainly love, temptation, arrogance, and then the opposite of that, to be humble. And it's just interesting to look over the different Proverbs and see how they shape our character, right? So, as we read Saturday, on the 4th, it said, "Hear ye children the instruction of a father, and attend to no understanding. For I give you good doctrine, forsake ye not my law." By here talking about forsake, mainly read your Bible, but also, pray to God and you know, in any matter whatsoever, it's wise to have counsel of God or someone else, because he might use someone else or someone of higher authority to, you know, speak to you, because he is the highest, but many times he will go through other people. So we also need to be mindful of that. You know, it's so easy to sometimes say, well, I need to hear God. Well, what if they're speaking, you know, to you, and that is God speaking to you? So we have to keep that in mind. So it says in 2, for I give you good doctrine, forsake ye not my law. Number 3, for I was my father's son, tender and only beloved in the sight of my father. 4, he taught me also and said unto me, let thine heart retain my words, keep my commandments, and live. 5, get wisdom, get understanding, forget it not, neither decline from the words of my mouth. 6, forsake her not, and she shall preserve thee. Love her, and she shall keep thee. Wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom, and with all thy getting, get understanding. If you recall, we had a verse of the day, or themed verse, on Saturday, and that was, anybody remember, Proverbs chapter 4, verses 5 through 7. It says, get wisdom, get understanding, forget it not, neither decline from the words of my mouth. 6, forsake her not. So it says, get wisdom, then says, don't forsake it once you get it, and then tells you why. So here, through, you know, 5, 6, and 7, we know that wisdom is a good thing. Amen. So get wisdom, get understanding, forget it not, neither decline from the words of my mouth. Forsake her not, and she shall preserve thee. Love her, and she shall keep thee. Why? Because wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom, and with all thy getting, get understanding. So here we go. Get. You know, it's encouraging to reach out to love, and because love is wisdom, guidance is wisdom, you know, long-suffering is wisdom, all roots of that. And simply wisdom is just listening to a higher counsel, as we mentioned before. So continuing on, exalt her and she shall promote thee, she shall bring thee to honor, and when thou dost embrace her. She shall give to thine head an ornament of grace, a crown of glory shall she deliver to thee. 10, hear, O my son, and receive my sayings, and the years of thy life shall be many. I have taught thee in the way of wisdom, I have led thee in right paths. Amen. Before we get too much into this, I wanted to stop and pray for a second. And mention that on episode 4, I did neglect to pray before we started. And, you know, that's one thing I wanted to mention is, you know, I realize it is a failure. But if someone else struggles with that, really ask yourself, and I had to ask myself this question, you know, are you really wanting to have the Lord with you? Because you shouldn't forget something as important. I'm like, I had to look at it and go, well, not really. I, you know, there's something to be said for having excitement, but if you go excited into something, and then forget about God or thanking him because he's giving you the excitement, he's giving you life, then, yeah, you really need to, you know, start back at, I wouldn't say square one, but, you know, get back on the path, because, you know, you're losing focus. So when we get back on the path, you know, we are blessed. So I'm going to say a quick prayer here, and then we'll continue on the finishing up 4, and then we'll read Proverbs 5. Amen. Dear God, we come to you today with an aspiration to
do many things beyond our control, and we have all these things that we'd like to do, and things that we've written down for resolutions, and we would ask that in the year of 2020 you would give us wisdom, as we will get it, as the proverb says. Please let us not be hasty. Let us not grab onto something that is a waste of time, but rather run towards those things which are dearest to our hearts, one being you. Dear God, we thank you for sending your Son Jesus for and dying for us. And the power of your blood, many things and miracles have transpired. Oh, we really can't say enough how much we appreciate your abounding love and your abundance of grace and wisdom. As we read the rest of these Proverbs, or the verses, I ask that you would give us wisdom. I feel like that's the word for today, God. Wisdom. May we have wisdom and understanding so that we may not falter and we may walk in your will. We pray all this in your mighty name and in the power of your Son Jesus and the power of the blood through many miracles have been performed. Be with us as we continue throughout our day, and let us remember who we are. Amen. All right. So, we left off at 8. Exalt her, and she shall promote thee. She shall bring thee to honor, and when thou dost embrace her, she shall give to thine head an ornament of grace. A crown of glory shall she deliver to thee. There's a song. A crown of grace, a crown of glory upon your head. I think that's the... Well, if it wasn't a song, it is now, because I heard it in my head. I thought somebody else meant it, but we shall look into that. And thank you, God, for the wisdom. A crown of grace. So if the head, an ornament of grace, and a crown of glory, shall she deliver to thee. 10. Hear, O my son, and receive my sayings, and the years of the life shall be many. As we hear in verse 1, it says, hear ye children, and then it says, hear ye sons. So, you know, it's directly the Proverbs are to fathers, to sons, but it can also be, you know, daughter or mother to daughter. I mean, it's all how God wants to speak to us, amen, when we read. Hear, O my son, and receive my sayings, and the years of thy life shall be many. I have taught thee in the way of wisdom. I have led thee in right paths. When thou goest, thy steps shall not be straightened. Thy steps shall not be straightened. And when thou runnest, thou shalt not stumble. And for those of you, straighten, this is straightened. Straightened as in crooked. And that is kind of like it's, I think they call it a synonym, but it says straightened. And perhaps y'all can look up the definition for that, but right now, because we are trying to finish this before we have to eat, because we're on lunch right now. But I eat the Word of God, and then I eat, you know, the physical food, you know. So, amen. She shall give thee thy hand in ornament of grace, a crown of glory shall she deliver thee. Hear, O son, and receive my sayings, and the years of thy life shall be many, shall be restored to you. Some versions say, I have taught thee in the way of wisdom, I have led thee in right paths. Number 12, when thou goest, thy steps shall not be straightened, and when thou runnest, thou shalt not stumble. Take fast and hold of instruction, let her not go. Keep her, for she is thy life. Man, instruction is life. So anytime we maybe find ourselves saying, hello, you're not my boss, you can't tell me what to do. Again, you know, especially if God is speaking to you, you know, you need to heed that. But if someone else is speaking and they're, it's not necessarily what you want to hear, sometimes you'll be, well, I need to hear from God. And, you know, that's a pit we can fall into, because it could be that God is speaking through that person. So, again, open our ears and our mind and our hearts. So, enter into not the path of the wicked, and go not in the way of evil men. Avoid it, pass not by it, turn from it and pass away. 16, for thy sleep not, except they have done mischief, and their sleep is taken away, unless they cause some to fail. For they eat the bread of wickedness, and drink the wine of violence. But the path of the just is as the shining light that shineth more and more into the perfect day. I find it interesting that the path of the just, the first thing it says is it shines light, and then the evil man is mischief and, you know, darkness basically. So we have light and darkness again, that parallel of the you know, even in the Bible, you know, they say in a story you have to have a villain and a hero, you know. Well, obviously, the just are the hero, and then the wicked are the villain. So, yeah, even in the Bible, we have villains and heroes. So, reading on, but the path of just is as the shining light, and shineth more and more into the perfect day. 19, the way of the wicked is as darkness, they know not at what they stumble. My son, attend to my words, incline thine ear unto my sayings. Let them not depart from thine eyes, keep them in the midst of thine heart. 22, for they are life unto those, and find them, and health to all their flesh. Keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. 24, put away from thee a forward mouth and perverse lips, put far from thee. You know, we always say, you know, don't curse, etc. You know, there's something to be said that, you know, we need to have a clean mouth, and I'm as guilty as probably any other man or woman out there, because, you know, I do curse. You know, I'm not proud of it, but may Jesus help me with that. And, you know, just as long as we realize that it's a failure, and we're, you know, we work to get away from, as it says, the appearance of evil, you know, we're good. It's when we perversely do it, and then we say, well, God forgive me, and then we keep doing, etc., etc. But we don't ever admit that it's actually wrong, as when we fall into that assumption sin, or the sin of assumption. Okay, to wrapping up chapter 4, excuse me. Let them not depart from thine eyes, keep them in the midst of thy heart. Is talking about his words. For they are life unto these that find them, and health to all their flesh. Keep thy heart with all diligence, for out are the issues of life. In some versions, it says, "For out of the heart, the heart abundant, the mouth speaks." So, if your heart is not abundant, or you're not really being thankful for much, it's going to show from your words. Put away from thee a forward mouth and perverse lips. Put far from thee. Let thine eyes look right on, and let thine eyelids look straight before thee. Ponder the path of thy feet, and let all the ways be established. Last one, verse 27. Turn not to the right hand, nor to the left. Remove thy foot from evil. All right, so there's actually going to be two themed verses in Proverbs 4. It's going to be, what is it? We're going to do 20 through 22. The way of the wicked as darkness is, so 19. All right, so 20 through 22. My son, attend to my words, incline thine ear unto my sayings. Let them not depart from thine eyes. Keep them in the midst of thine heart. And then 22, for they are life unto those that find them, and health to all their flesh. Now we're going to mark that word, underline it in red, life. For they are life unto those that find them. Very important. All right. So we've done that. Now we're moving into verse 5, which is basically, we're still on the track of wisdom. And throughout the Proverbs, it's you might be reading and you're like, man, how many times is wisdom going to be brought up? And it's basically Proverbs 5 is an extension to 4. But it starts by reading, says, "My son, attend unto my wisdom, and bow thine ear to my understanding." Verse 2, "Thou that mayest regard discretion, and that thy lips may keep knowledge." You know, we think about what we say before we say it. 3, "For the lips of thy stranger women drop as a honeycomb, and her mouth is smoother than oil. But her end is bitter as wormwood, sharp as two-edged sword." Now here it's talking about staying away from the woman that seems to be, you know, pretty and, you know, sweet, etc., but, you know, she is defiled, shall we say. And this can also be referring to not only literally, but spiritually, as in temptation. So temptation could be that woman. So that's a good thing to see. 5, "Her feet go down to depth, her steps take hold on hell. Lest thou shouldest ponder to the path of life, her ways are movable, that thou canst not know them. Hear me now, therefore, O ye children, and depart not from the words of my mouth. Remove thy way far from her, and come not nigh the door of her house." Here, it's referring to, you know, prostitute, a harlot, because in the times of Solomon, you know, even he had lots of wives, but there was a lot of more immorality still after, you know, Babel, etc. So, that is why Solomon is writing this, saying stay away from, you know, basically the woman that can catch you, the young people without, you know, self-control. Because, you know, you're just starting to, you know, control your actions, etc. And, you know, we have... well, there's lust, there's two things. There's lust, and then there's actual, you know, genuine notice of beautiful women. But, you know, if a woman is beautiful on the outside, but inside, you know, it's just like it says in the Bible, is as dead men's bones, you know, that can't be good. So, it is verse 5, Solomon is, chapter 5, Solomon is basically pointing out the harlot or the temptation, and to go away from that. In verse 4, he's talking about wisdom and to go forward. So we are to go forward with wisdom and not stumble in the path of temptation. Amen. So, lest thou shouldest ponder the path of life, her ways are movable that thou canst not know them. Hear me now, therefore, O children, and depart from the words of my mouth. 8, remove thy way far from her, and come not nigh the door of her house. Lest thou give thine hour unto honor unto others, and thy ears unto the cruel. Lest strangers be filled with the wealth, and thy labors be in the house of a stranger. And thou mourn at last when thy flesh and thy body are consumed. And say, how have I hated instruction, my heart despised reproof, and have not obeyed the voice of my teachers, nor inclined mine ear to them that instructed me. I was almost in the evil in the midst of the congregation and assembly. Drink waters out of thine own cistern, and which is basically a small well back in the day, and rivers of waters in the streets. Let them be only thy own and not strangers with thee. Let thy fountain be blessed, and rejoice with the wife of thy youth. 19. Let her be as the loving hand and pleasant roe. Let her breast satisfy thee at all times, and be thou ravished always with her love. 20. And why wilt thou, my son, be ravished with a strange woman, and embrace the bosom of a stranger? For the ways of man are before the eyes of Yahweh or the Lord. And he pondered all his goings. Verses 22 and 23, wrapping it up. His own iniquity shall take the wicked himself, and he shall be holden with the cords of his sins. He shall die without instruction, and in the greatness of his folly he shall go astray. Man, so it's talking like in the end, that those that go after, you know, temptation and sin versus, you know, wisdom and, you know, doing what's right, there's a contrast. So, in the next 3 minutes, four minutes, I'm going to point out a few things, but I wanted to do the other theme verse. So, our first one is Proverbs 4, I think we said 19, or excuse me, Proverbs 4, 20 through 22, and then the next one is Proverbs 16 through 18. Let thy fountains be dispersed abroad, and the rivers of waters in the streets. Let them be only thine own and not strangers with thee. Let thy fountain be blessed, and rejoice with the wife of thy youth. So if we put both of those together, we have a very wise counsel. It says, my son, attend to my words, and incline ear into my sayings. That's 20. Let them not depart from the eyes, and keep them in the midst of thine heart. 22. For they are life unto those that find them, and health to all their flesh. Now, Proverbs 5, 17 through 18. Let thy fountains be dispersed abroad, and rivers of waters in the streets. Let them be only thine own, and not strangers with thee. Let thy fountain be blessed, and rejoice with the wife of thy youth. So we put both of those together, it's beautiful. So Proverbs 4, 20 through 22, and Proverbs 5, 17 and 18. Or excuse me, Proverbs 16 through 18. Amen. Okay, so what we're going back to is kind of looking up Proverbs 4 and 5, if we go back to Job, we can refer, as it's talking in wisdom, Job, Job 3. So we go to Job 3. Now I'm going to read this real quick. Where's Job? Job 3. Okay. After this opened Job his mouth and cursed his day. 2. And Job spoke and said, let the day perish where am I was born, and the night in which it was said there is a man child conceived. For let that day be darkness, let not God regard it from above, neither let the light shine upon it. Let darkness and the shadow of death stain it. If a cloud dwell upon it, let the blackness of the day terrify it. As for that night, let darkness seize upon it. Let it not be joined unto the days of the year. Let it not come into the number of the months. 7. Lo, let that night be solitary. Let no joyful voice come therein. Let no voice come therein. Let them curse it that day who are ready to raise up their mourning. So basically, he's saying, you know, curse the evil, but to God be the glory. Because we continue on in 14, with kings and counselors of the earth which build desolate places for themselves. Or with princes that had gold, who filled their houses with silver. Or as hidden, it ultimately birth, untimely birth, had not been, as infants which never saw light. There the wicked cease from troubling, and there the weary be at rest. So here, it's finishing, really, 1 through 16. And then 17, it wraps it up. I wanted to parallel, you know, Job 3, 1 through 17. Yeah. Job 3 through 17 to, you know, basically the whole of Proverbs 4. And then we can also pair up Isaiah 48, where it says, hear ye this, O house of Jacob, which are called by the name of Israel, and are come forth out of the waters of Judah, which swear by the name of the Lord, and make mention of God of Israel, but not in truth nor in righteousness. For they call themselves of the holy city, and stay themselves upon the God of Israel. The Lord of hosts is his name. I have declared the formal things from the beginning, and they went forth out of my mouth, and I showed them. I did them suddenly, and they came to pass. So I wanted to link Isaiah 48 to, I believe it was Proverbs 4. Specifically, we can go check that real quick. Is Proverbs 5:3. For the lips, oh, 5:2, my bad. That thou mayest regard discretion, and that thy lips may keep knowledge. I wanted to parallel Isaiah 48 to Proverbs 5:3, because right there we can see that he's talking at the end of verse 2. for they call themselves the holy city and stay upon the God of Israel. The Lord of hosts is his name. And then 3, so it's 48:3, the parallels. I have declared the formal things from the beginning, and they went forth out of my mouth, and I showed them, I did them suddenly, and they came to pass. So right there, you know what you're talking about. And I'm oftentimes encouraged, you know, to think before I speak. So anyway, I wanted to just look at those parallels and also say that I'm happy that y'all are listening to yet another episode of SFC, A Walk with God. I believe we're going to wrap up in prayer. You know, for those of you that, you know, are listening to this and you're struggling, or, you know, there's a question that you might have, and all the thoughts and figures and, you know, theologies and myths, just everything is getting into your head. Just clear your mind and, you know, pray, ask God for wisdom. And I pray this next prayer for those of you that maybe might be listening and haven't asked God to be your servant or called him into your life. I ask that you pray this prayer with me, and may God bless you. Dear Jesus, I know that I've sinned, and I know that you can restore the years that the locusts have eaten, and you will restore. For you are the God who knows and plans. It says in your word that you plan, or the man plans his ways, but you direct his paths. Oh God, I pray that you come into my life to direct my path, show me right from wrong. And I accept your Son, Jesus Christ, to be the guide in my life and to lead me into all truth. In the name of your Son, Jesus, I pray, in the power of the blood. Amen. All right, guys. Well, thank you all so much again for tuning in. We'll catch you next time on another encouraging episode. Take care. Of Jesus Christ, you have been listening to SFC Walk with God episode 4. Today we went over Proverbs 4 and 5 and talked about it. We learned that wisdom is a good thing, and not to go after temptation, which is in Proverbs 5, is talking actually about the harlot, but spiritually it can be temptation, because first you go to temptation and you have certain appetites that you have to fill, that translates into the reality. So oftentimes the spiritual is going to be a direct representative of the physical. I mean, you can't take the two apart if you are spiritual.
So I pray that all of y'all got something out of that today. If you have any questions whatsoever, don't hesitate to email us at soldiersforchristm@gmail.com and we'll get to you. Also, thanks for listening, and don't forget, check out other Christian podcasts. One of our favorites so far is sgmp.com. That's the site. And the podcast is Southern Gospel Music Podcast with host Darren Sutherland and Dr. Jeff Steele of the Steele family. They're both singers in Southern Gospel, and they bring out some great points about, you know, your motivation, how to be successful, and if you're interested in making a career in the Southern Gospel industry, spreading the gospel, you know, how to balance your personal life, spiritual, and not, you know, get too money hungry. Well, guys, it's been wonderful. We look forward to bringing you the next episode in the SFC A Walk With God podcast series. Take care, and remember, God is with you.